We said we're going to do something to your brain.
Hello and welcome to Dead Air 29 from a bunker at the end of the universe. Today we're talking about moving, Christina's foot, a cat stuck in the walls, Selig, Bellwright, Manalords, video games, baby reindeer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, how you doing, Christina?
Fine, how are you?
Good.
I'm good.
Both my feet are absolutely intact.
Yes. Well, it's intact, but okay. Yes. Moving went fine for the most part. A bit hectic last day, pulling out of the driveway of the old place. My mom accidentally ran over my foot with a car. So that was a lot of fun for everybody. Mm-hmm. Sudden yelling.
Rolled over it.
Yeah, rolled over it. She thought I was in the car, but I wasn't. So that was a lot of fun. Just about a quarter of a second there where I thought maybe my foot has been crushed and all the bones broken. I have no idea. But actually, like, the moment I stood up, I was like, oh, no, it's okay. It hurts.
So would that be... We never actually talked about what we would have done. Would that have been, like, $500,000 debt? Or would that have been...
Well, no, there'd be... I mean... Now, I don't know if that's how they even will do it now. If you come in without health insurance, I think that they'll just be like, sorry, it's not life-threatening. It's not going to kill you, so you just go home. I'm not really sure. U.S. healthcare. It could be different everywhere. Yeah.
They wouldn't see you, even. Couldn't you just be like, yes, I'll pay for it all later?
I want to say if you go to the ER that... They will do, like, the bare minimum for you. But it's hard for me to say because when I've gone to the ER before, it's mostly been for, like life-threatening things, like asthma attack or when I had swine flu. Yeah. My asthma was acting up bad. Like, yeah, I think that because I was going to die if they didn't treat me, they did. I don't know what they would do for a broken bone, though, if you go in without insurance. Yeah. I mean, they might take care of it and then be like, oh, you can apply for our... charity, tax write-off, healthcare stuff, you know, perhaps, I have no idea.
Yeah, I remember reading about that thing with the guy who lost several of his fingers and then had to... was it on Sicko?
That was
even?
In Sicko, yeah, where he was talking about having to choose which finger they could afford. Yeah, because otherwise, yeah, you'd be like, no, we're not reattaching any fingers. We'll just make sure you don't bleed out and then you can leave and throw your fingers in the garbage.
At least eat them.
I'll do something with them. I mean, damn. It's a perfectly good finger.
I couldn't afford medicine, but I could afford epoxy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, I've seen people, like duct tape over, like, serious cuts and things that definitely needed stitches.
Yeah.
Just like, no, I'm not going to the hospital.
But you couldn't do that with a severed finger, could you?
I severely doubt that you could.
Duct tape's not strong enough. You'd need, like, aircraft tape.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's gonna just, you know, it might be there. It might just die and fall off, too. You're not reattaching anything.
It's just an appendage. Just a rotten finger.
Yeah, of the Fallout show. Or Black Finger, the rest of the show. And it just looks like that all the time.
Yeah, Black Finger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's fine. A little bit of swelling, bruising, a little careful on it. But I'm surprised it's actually okay. So I think I'm good. I don't need to go to no doctor.
Okay, good. Good. So, yeah.
Yep, so that was that fun. Went well. That went well, yeah.
Yeah.
My poor mom felt so bad.
Yeah.
It was an accident.
Your poor mom.
Yeah.
For running you over.
Yeah, first time getting run over by a car, so could have been worse.
And then on the second night here, I think we're on...
It's our fourth day.
Fourth day. Been three nights, so on our second night.
Yeah. Okay, should I tell it since I...
Yeah.
This one? Okay. He was doing something.
I was outside with the dog.
Yeah, right. You guys were outside or something like that. And, like, I kept hearing a meow. I'm like, where is that coming from? And the little apartment we stay in at my grandma's, it's all right off of this...
Well, we live in now. It's,
yeah, where we live now. It's off this little... The entrance is in, like, this little barn... Where we're shooting right now, this pole barn. And there's a whole bunch of, well, there's like three cats out here. So I was like, is it coming from downstairs? Am I just hearing one of the cats? One of them likes to walk on the roof. I'm looking out windows. You know, I'm like, kitty cat, meow. okay.
So it was responding.
It was responding, and I was like, kitty cat, meow. And then I'm like, okay, it's coming from the kitchen area. So I go, I'm like opening cabinets, and then I open the little cabinet under the stove. And sure enough, there's a little cat looking at me. Meow. I'm like, what the fuck is the cat is this? Like, is this one of the cats downstairs that got up? It was dark. I couldn't really tell.
Yeah.
So yeah, then had you come look in. You're like, no, that's some other cat. I've never seen that cat before.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
It was like a big, like a very puffy, black scraggly cat. Black cat. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was under the, whatever, the cabinet under the oven.
Mm-hmm.
So it must have been there for days.
Yeah.
Do we think?
I mean, yeah, my grandma said that she saw it up there a week ago, that one of her other cats, it may have like followed it home and they went in the cat door, and then she just saw this random cat inside, like, oh yeah, litter box, food, I'll just stay here. And she thinks it's like a wild cat or something.
They got trapped.
Yeah. So that was fun. Like, okay. I go get my grandma.
I told Damien this, and he said, I thought you were going to say it was a 45-year-old man staring back at me.
Yeah, it was a Frogger.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a cat Frogger.
Cat Frogger.
Yeah, my grandma came up, and we were, like, trying to get it out with, like, some rubber gloves, and it just kept, like, pushing itself further back around this corner in the cabinet. You tried to get it out as well. I did not. I just could not get a grip on it. And it kind of, the cabinet goes around and then kind of opens up on the other side, this little narrow slit where you could, like, put a cutting board or something. And it eventually...
Well, I was getting around and I got my hand around it and I was trying to pull it through this hole and it would not let me go through this hole.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't actually want to kill it or break its bones or anything. So then we resorted to trying to flush it out, like... With a brush, like a fucking chimney sweep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it did finally, yeah, around the other side, I suddenly see a smushed face.
And then, alien coming
like
out.
An alien coming out, being birthed. And then it dove over the staircase, down the stairs. And then the door was closed, so it couldn't get out. And then it ran under, like there's like a little space under the stairs where the water heater is, and it ran in there. And then it was stuck under there. Which goes back like around like the shower and the bathroom, a big space, like you cannot get in there, and just trying to flush it out, it was kind of a nightmare.
So we own a cat now.
I think it's gone. We kind of like left the door open and kind of blocked off a little space where it could have the option of getting out and leaving. And I hope that that's what it did, because I haven't heard from it since.
Yeah, after I tried to rag it out, and then I had successfully, like, plunged it.
Mm-hmm.
You and your grandmother were saying, like, maybe we can coax it with some tuna. Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it thinks I just tried to kill it.
Yeah, it's scared.
It's scared.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
So.
We did put, like a cat carrier with, like, a plate of cat food, like, the wet cat food inside and kind of, like, up to the little door. Just, like, see if it would come out. And I don't know, it looked like some of the food was gone, but yeah.
So it's resolved.
I haven't heard it, so.
I made it so that the door was open and it only had one way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I looked in there. It's not in there.
I think it got out, yeah.
Yeah.
It's either somewhere in the barn still, or it went out the cat door and escaped. So.
And we called it Houdini.
Yeah, we named it Houdini.
Because it will definitely be back.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it could be.
So, yeah, that was us moving in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
And we painted that apartment.
Yeah, painted all that and did.
Made a banister.
Yeah, you built a banister over 2 days for the up top around the stairs so people don't fall 8 feet to their deaths.
Yep. We pushed a fridge up a ladder.
Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah, so we've got two mini fridges, and there's space for both of them. So we couldn't get, like, a full-size fridge for free somewhere, but we bought a little mini fridge, and then my mom's husband gave us one that he'd gotten somehow. So, and that was too big
somehow.
To get up. The stairs is, like, it's too narrow to push up, so we had to do this crazy thing of putting, like, a long ladder up to the balcony, like, at an angle, and tie rope around it, and you pushing the bottom while me and my mom and my grandma are, like, trying to haul it up. And it worked. We got it up there.
Yeah.
We have cold beverages, though.
The reason it's like that is because when the apartment was built, the staircase is 19 inches wide. Mm-hmm. So I've got to work in inches now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's what my grandparents built it. And it was like a temporary place because when they first got this property, they bought like an old school bus and refurbished that almost into like what now apparently sells for loads of money, little tiny homes on wheels, and put that here.
That was in the 80s.
I was a kid, so
80s,
early 90s maybe.
Yeah.
I spent like summers here quite a bit. Yeah. So they lived in that, and then they built this pole barn and then built this little apartment. It's just like a little living room, kitchenette, on the upper floor with a nice balcony, really cute, and then just a little bathroom and teeny bedroom on the bottom. And they lived there for several years while they started to dig out the basement on the house that they built then, where they built one story house and then they put another story on it. And it's really cool. Yeah, so now there's a 3-bedroom house right over there where my grandma lives, and now we live in the apartment. So it's been nice.
Yeah.
Hanging out with my grandma, having coffee with her in the morning on her porch.
Working toilets.
Yeah, toilets. Yeah, totally. Well, you have to manually fill that for now, but it does work. yeah, I guess we didn't mention our old place. Oh. If you're familiar with the toilet saga, the plumbing saga in general at that place. Probably like a week before we were going to move out, or a few days, the one working toilet, the like mechanism in the back has like broken and it would just constantly fill. So that was a load of fun.
To go out and turn the water off.
Which we did not do because that would be illegal.
That's
to manually turn off the water main. We did not do that. We just let it run and run up a big bill.
That's what I meant.
That's what we did.
I remember now.
Yeah, I wasn't about to go buy a brand new mechanism and like watch a bunch of tutorials to figure out how to change it myself for a place that isn't ours that we're not going to live in a few days. So good luck to whoever goes there next.
The wrecking crew.
That's what I would do. Just burn it. Needs too much work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was fun. Yeah, toilet works here. Sinks work. Yeah.
No mice.
No mice. Yeah.
I mean, you're four cats.
The only time I ever see a mouse around here is when it's being tortured by one of the cats. Yeah, who seems to be having a grand old time, like pretending not to see it, and then. Might see an errant cat around here somewhere. They're wandering around. So, yeah, it's been an eventful move, but so far it's nice. I've still got some stuff to do, but, all the hardest stuff is done. So, back to making these, and there'll be a regular video up Friday. That'll probably be on Patreon in a couple days or so.
Yeah, I need to catch up again.
Yep, just catch them back up since we've got everything in order. It just took a while to kind of get everything settled because it's so much smaller than where we were. It's probably like, I think I calculated maybe like 300 square feet, the apartment. So we had to put a lot of stuff, like clear out a shed and put a bunch of furniture in there for storage.
But as you can see, like all this stuff, well, I mean, I don't know if you can see, but I've got all my camera equipment there. So it's 300 square feet. But then there's 800 square feet barn?
Probably, yeah, that the apartment comes off of, yeah. Yeah,
and it's...
And then, like, three
acres. It has electricity, it has water, I mean...
Yeah.
It's really just a big, rustic room.
Yeah, like a very big garage, I guess. And there's, like, 3 acres of land that we're on, surrounded by trees, so...
La-dee-da.
The actual apartment is very small, but there's plenty of room to wander around, so... Yeah, it's been really nice.
Yeah.
I like hanging out with my grandma. She's hilarious. We're watching TV with her, having dinner with her sometimes. What was it the other day? You shush. The other day we went and had dinner with her and we're like putting something on TV, which by the way is very confusing, like regular cable TV. Like I just haven't had it in so long. I'm like, how the hell does this work? Can I just pick the show I want and then pick the episode? No, I can't. Okay. We're like, okay, George is like, let's watch Quincy. This is on. Watched a little bit of that. And then we're like, I call her my mamaw because it's Kentucky. Like, well, what do you want to watch, mamaw? And she's like, I like this show. And it was this, it's called Ghosts. And it was about like two gay ghosts are about to have a wedding.
Two gay ghosts, and they're like, it's like an American revolutionary and a British officer, and they're getting married by an Indian.
Yeah, like a Native American dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. So, yeah, it's been pretty good.
So you she wouldn't have watched stuff like that before.
Yeah, my grandpa, he passed away just like a year and a half ago or so. It was always, his TV was, you know, his thing, and he was always watching Westerns. Like, whenever you'd go in, that's, like, the only thing he watches. And now she's watching all this stuff about, like, two gay guys, like, fix up an old house, you know, watching a lot of home improvement stuff, you know, little craft things. She loves that stuff, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really nice to be here. I've been quite happy.
Good.
Yeah.
Baby reindeer.
Oh, yeah, should we talk about that? Yeah. Well, yeah, I know that was, like, the number one show on Netflix for a bit. What did you think about it? We actually watched it right before moving.
Right.
Like, we were doing our final packing. We watched, like, the whole thing over, like, 2 days, I think.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Well, it's about, I guess it's based on a true story where the subject of the true story is also the actor, the writer, and the executive producer of this.
Director.
And director.
Not executive producer. I think he's just the director, writer, and starring. Yeah.
Right. And it's about a guy in Britain who gets stalked by someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gets stalked by a crazy lady for a few years. And just dealing with that.
And he's trying to be a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
But he has no talent. Mm-hmm. And she's the only one who will listen to him.
Yeah, and, like, meets her while he's working in a bar.
So he indulges her and leads her on. And then when he's had enough of her, he throws her away. And...
You have experience with this, do you?
I was such a good stalker to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about stalking, and it's, you know, got a lot of themes about, I suppose, the... Not just about abuse and not being able to get away from abuse or see it, but also themes of compromise and selling out and selling yourself.
A lot of self-loathing, you know.
A lot of well-deserved self-loathing.
Yeah. Let me just... Sorry.
Special brew.
No tea today. I'm having
I have very mixed feelings about it because I thought it was very honest and brave. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't not just afraid to sort of explore things like the main character sort of realizes he might be gay. Mm-hmm. Not just afraid to look at that, but also like, well, I didn't want to be gay. Or, oh, but am I gay or am I bi? And what does that mean? And things like that. I thought that was good and well handled.
Yeah. And then the complication of, like, he'd been sexually assaulted by... another man who is was like a
TV producer,
TV like writer, and I think producer, who was kind of like promising to help him with his career, and he's sexually assaulted by him, and then kind of like keeps going back even after it's happened, and like getting loaded up with drugs the guy gives him, and then he's pretty sure he's sexually assaulted like multiple times, and that I mean, so there are some interesting themes there. It also is kind of a difficult watch because it makes the main character kind of unlikable, because there are so many times where he could have walked away. He didn't have to go back to that guy and let it happen again, but that lure of, like, I want to be successful, and, like, wasn't he saying, like, he promised me I'd have my own TV show by the end of the year, and, I think he said that, so... Very, lighthearted and happy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, what makes me feel about it, because I liked kind of like the writing and what it was exploring, but I didn't really like the execution in that. Even though it was TV, Netflix, it was so artless and crap.
It's pretty by the numbers in terms of...
Like, and crap in a way where it's not like anyone did anything wrong. You can't, you know... wasn't out of focus or anything. It was like, I cannot for the life of me imagine any crew member working on that giving any sort of shit, because if they did, it did not come through.
Yeah, I get you.
You know, I mean, if and he directed it, I guess. I mean, you know, I mean, like, God, like another pop song, and you know,
yeah, the
another shot that doesn't really, you know, it's nice. You know, the cameraman is brilliant. The jib operator is brilliant. It's all technically brilliant, but like, is there meaning there just because you can do it?
I know what you mean. Yeah, nothing really special in terms of the like technical aspects.
Yeah,
and
you know, Tarkovsky getting the well isn't just technically good. It's meaningful. You can tell.
Yeah, I understand. And I mean, you can make the argument it wasn't about that. You know, it's more, it almost reads
sure.
like, it almost, like, the whole thing, well, not the whole thing, but, like, a lot of it, probably a good, like, 70% is just narration.
Oh, yeah, the narration's way too much.
Which, I think that if you didn't do what we did and watch, like, the whole thing, like, binge it in a pretty short period of time, maybe it wouldn't be quite as obnoxious as it got for me, where... Because, like, sometimes it really works, and other times it just was like, I'm tired of this guy telling me about what's happening. Like, just show me, you know. It could get a bit tiresome. So I think I'm with you, like, mixed feelings. There are things that I really liked about it.
So we need, like, a Blade Runner director's cut. There needs to be, like, six versions of Baby Reindeer. Like, one with a narration, one without a narration.
Yeah.
One with a narration, but with a really weird ending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean... It's, yeah, just mixed. Like, the sometimes the narration, it gives it, like, an element of, like, yeah, it's, like, a deeply personal story you can tell, and other times it's just too much. And, yeah, I can appreciate, like, the bravery it takes. Like, he doesn't present himself to be, like, a good comedian.
Yeah,
when you
no,
see him going
I
to
agree.
Shows, I appreciate that. Like, his comedy is shit, and he sucks at it, you know.
And he's not really interested in comedy. He's not interested in it as an art.
Yeah, and he kind of says that.
No, he's totally.
He's interested in being famous so that, you know, he can, like, be happy.
Be happy.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, I appreciate that honesty a lot. And it's part of what makes it so frustrating because there were these elements I really liked.
Whereas everybody knows if you're going to pursue fame, it should be to be feared and reviled.
Right. George.
I have Sarah.
You were a child. You were like, probably like, I want to be Mussolini when I grow up.
No, because Mussolini was a complete fucking failure. Idiot. If I had have quantum leapt into Mussolini in the 1920s, it'd been right. Bang. Castor oil, stop doing that. Get that silly fez off. I don't care about police uniforms. Fascism, binned. Listen to this. Lasers, 8 o'clock, day one.
Lasers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? When is it? 1921? Well, we can beat Britain to the NHS by 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Railways run on time, supercars, flying cars.
Yeah, it'd be a different world.
Yeah. And I'd be calling up Germany going, that Hitler, don't trust him. Don't trust that Hitler guy.
Mm-hmm.
I want nothing to do with him personally. Right.
That's right.
Mussolini. Do you think I look a bit like Mussolini?
I don't know. You look like George.
He's got big popping eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know he's a real ladies' man?
Was he?
Yeah, because Hitler wasn't. Mm-hmm. Hitler was like an incel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Mussolini, I mean... Have you ever seen, like, video of Mussolini? You would think... You know, he could have been... If Mussolini had been born in, like, the 60s, he'd be, like, a really, like, beloved, flamboyantly gay... TV personality.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's so flamboyant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what it was all about.
No, yeah. Mussolini didn't give a shit. Mussolini just wanted power. He believed in nothing. Hitler was the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the
ideologue.
Zealot, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you. Excuse me.
I wanted to be Mussolini. Yeah, okay, well, actually, now you're saying that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, any other thoughts about that Baby Reindeer? I thought the actress did really well.
Yep.
The lady playing Martha. And she sold it well. You know, this, like, clearly very mentally ill person who, I mean, if you haven't seen it, yeah, the woman he meets, she then is stalking him over several years. Sees a lot of her. She left, like, sent him like 40,000 emails in a few years and left like 300 or 400 hours of voicemail messages
That could just be one big butt doll, though.
And, yeah, I was, like, stalking him on social media and, like, threatening his loved ones. Yeah, I mean, the actress did great at, because
go ahead.
I was going to say, you can simultaneously feel, like kind of like an element of, like, terror. Like, what is she capable of?
Yeah.
But then you can also really feel sympathy for her because she's clearly very ill.
Yeah, you're right. It did succeed there, for sure. And I also, I like the actress, and I liked the actor who played his dad.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was pretty convincing.
Yeah. It was a fun.
Yeah, and fun, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, moving on.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else, or straight to?
No, just mixed feelings. I mean, I would you say it's worth watching?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so too. Yeah, I think it's worth watching.
You know, I mean, anything's worth watching once.
Well, it depends on what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you sitting and just watching it, or?
Well, it's, I mean, you know, I would say if you've never seen it, watch The Human Centipede.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fucking sit there and take notes on it. Don't expect to have your mind blown or anything, but watch it.
Yeah, sure.
Come and see the misery. I was also going to say, that reminds me, Netflix have said that they're getting rid of the basic plan.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me that.
They're going to switch me to ads.
Uh-huh. For the same price, or?
For less.
For less. What is it going to be?
It's going to go from, like, $8.99 to $4.99.
Don't you get it for like $5.99 or something?
I get it for like $7.99.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Something like that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and the worst thing is I looked at it. So you've either got to upgrade, I think, to go back to no ads, or downgrade to less price ads. And the worst thing is, as I looked at it and I thought to myself, you know what? I'll just go with the ads.
Yeah.
Because Netflix is now, to me, is not something I actually really watch.
Yeah, not very often, actually.
It's much more background.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
there's some stuff on there that I like a lot that I've rewatched. We just rewatched Bad Vegan recently. I find that fascinating. I'm going to make your dog immortal. Like, what the fuck? There's several good series on there.
Yeah.
They have some good, I guess specifically some good docuseries, I think. The Epstein one I thought was really good.
Yeah. No, there's good stuff. No, there is good stuff on there. I mean, for sure.
Yeah. But generally we don't watch it that much. Yeah. Lately I've been watching a lot of X-Files. rewatching those. which has been fun. I'm sick of your shit, Mulder. What the fuck are you talking about? Hear me out, werewolf.
And it bloody is.
Yeah, every time.
Every time.
God damn it.
Yeah. And also just to say as well, I talked to Damien recently and we're going to do a podcast in a bit. We're still doing them. He's just got a pretty busy life.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, he's always moving for some reason. He's always changing jobs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, X-Files just reminded me of that. Also with X-Files, after the whole cat thing, that happened right at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd been up since about 8.
Yes, we were like close to getting ready for bed.
Yeah, I'd been working for like 13 hours.
Same, yeah. I think I had like just stopped. Actually, I was about to start unpacking the kitchen stuff, like our dishes and stuff, and put them away. And then I was going to go to bed. That's why
the discovery.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Yeah, I was like in the kitchen area, like I was just opening up my boxes of plates when I started hearing it. So and yeah, it was probably 10 o'clock or something like that. Like I was gonna put dishes away and go to bed. Like I was listening to X Files, you know.
So that took a good hour, and then after that, yeah, I was sitting on the couch watching X Files, and I was really really tired, and we hadn't set up the. TV stand yet, so we had the TV on the floor, and I haven't had a TV on the floor for a long time, and I was watching it, and like I was like, man, like imagine if I was like 3 foot taller than everyone else, like this is what it would be like, and I started to think like, well, how would that change how I feel about things, and I realized I'm watching Mulder and Scully, and it's like, I don't give a shit about these people. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit. They're so much smaller.
You're saying tall people are full of themselves?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not saying. No, I'm saying like since if I was like 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
If I was 9 feet tall, I wouldn't be full of myself. I'd be like, yeah, you ants mean nothing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that a trope that tall people are full of themselves?
Not that I'm aware of. Oh. No.
I'm saying if I was a very tall person, I'd be very full of myself.
I mean, I know there's research showing that, like on average, people tend to prefer taller people in like leadership positions and think that they're like better leaders and things like that. Not everybody thinking that, but you know, just like on average, there's a skew toward like wanting taller people, like for like management and stuff.
Yeah, isn't it something so like...
Are humans stupid?
Yeah, like, the average for world leaders over the last 100 years is significantly higher.
Is it?
In height, yeah.
Well, height can also correlate to, wealth. Like, social status, wealth, especially childhood. And yeah. Childhood nutrition, stuff like that, stress levels early in life.
How tall was Ramesses II? But they didn't take that into account.
I guess not.
Yeah. Did you know Napoleon wasn't very short?
I did know that, yeah. Oh. Yeah, he wasn't, like, crazy short like people like to think, yeah.
He was actually taller than average.
Oh, yeah.
He was 5'1" in French feet, as they were then, which is, like, 5'7".
The same height as us. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he was actually slightly taller than average, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, interesting. Yeah.
How physically powerful do leaders need to be?
Zero, in my opinion.
You don't want a leader who's like, right, I mean, if it really got down to it, me and Vladimir Putin there, I'd just nut him.
No, it's not his job. Not the job of them, you know. I want somebody who's not
Elrond, get in here, nut him for me.
Elrond is kind of tall, yeah. Elrond, yeah.
Yes, my lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not his job. Well, okay, well, fair enough, I know that, but...
Yeah. Yeah. The general isn't at the front lines, you know. There's a reason for that.
Yes, but sometimes the general has to lead. You got to do your final charge. You can't do that in a wheelchair, can you, FDR? Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was it FDR, Roosevelt, someone?
One of those.
One of them. Bloody cripple.
The wheelchair president.
Henry II, whatever. The wheelchair president. America. The Ironside years. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. Bit of a tangent there.
Yeah, anyway, just saying, I just enjoyed watching Mulder and Scully and being like, I'm so superior.
Yeah, these that's people. Fun. I found it really annoying because the dog seemed to realize that he could now annoy us even more by standing in front of the TV and just staring at us, you know, versus, but you know, when it's on its stand, he can really just get his head in the way, but he just kept walking in front of it and just staring at us.
Remember when I lived with Damien, we turned his TV upside down for a while.
Did you?
And we sat there. I remember we were sitting there watching it in silence. And then one of us said, this is shit. Like, yeah, we should turn it back.
Did you?
No, it's still upside down to this day.
To this day.
Yeah. Yeah, it blew up not shortly afterwards. So I wonder if...
Right. Okay.
All right,
what next?
Selig?
Yeah, tell me about Selig.
Selig. It's spelled S-A-E-L-I-G. It's a little independent game that I've never heard of or come across. Never seen it advertised. And it's essentially a medieval landlord simulator. People were comparing it to a game called Guilds 2, mm-hmm. which I did look up, and it's from like 2006.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of that either. And essentially, you control, almost Sims-like,
mm-hmm.
Little man or a little woman
mm-hmm.
in, like, 880, somewhere in Britain, a little town.
Mm-hmm.
And you can more or less do what you want. You can get a job. You can, you know, hunt for yourself and be in the wild and not interact. You can hunt for money, or you can start buying houses and renting them and buying businesses.
Which is the natural thing to do, I guess.
Yeah.
Which
and
is why you called it... That's just what I started referring to it as when you were playing it. It's like you're playing some medieval landlord simulator.
Yeah. but it's kind of like also like a medieval sort of landlord dynasty simulator where you age, mm-hmm. time goes by, you can get married, you can have kids, eventually you'll die, you mm-hmm. can pass stuff on to your kids.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do things, you can raise prices on people, you can try and set up some sort of vertical integration where you'll own the butcher and the tanner and the leather worker. So, right, you don't have to buy hides, you source them yourself if you want.
And it's just one town?
It's like, there's several different maps, and each map encompasses usually several towns, like three or four towns. There's a small map which just has one. There's one map which is completely empty.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you can talk to people, interact with people, become friends with them. When you're friends with them, you can see like how much property they have. Eventually, if you want, you can become a watchman. You could try and become the town reeve or the town abbot. Mm-hmm. You can burn other people's houses down. Mm-hmm. You can rob people, burgle people. If you're the town reeve, you can confiscate people's goods.
Right, yeah.
And things like that.
Yeah.
It's really good. It looks really janky. Mm-hmm.
It looks very simple.
Well, it doesn't look really janky, but
it's an independent game, right? So
it's an independent game made by one person. It's been in early access for like 5 years, mm-hmm. which sounds bad, mm-hmm. Especially with no workshop, no mods.
Yeah, right.
But they say it's the only Steam game I've ever seen where they say on the description that it's a passion project. Mm-hmm. It's not really, I get the impression, not really like a business. Mm-hmm. For them, and I really respect that. I really like it.
Yeah,
it's cool. One of like the best indie games I've played ever.
How much was it?
$15.
Okay, yeah. Totally worth it.
Totally worth it. Yeah,
cool.
Got like 100 hours in it, although a lot of those are speed up and go and make a cup of tea.
Yeah, sure.
It's one of those games.
Speed up, go take the dog out, or whatever. Yeah, I got you.
You could leave it for a bit. Mm-hmm.
I know you would like leave it running while we like had dinner. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, sometimes you want to do that if you. I want some money. Want to make some money.
Yeah, I understand.
I also got the first game I did, I got the settings wrong because I didn't really understand. And I set the days to long and the seasons to long. Mm-hmm. So it would just take forever to get through like a year. Mm-hmm. Whereas the actual default settings are a lot quicker.
Right. Okay. Sounds like a real little thunderstorm rolling in.
And some soaring. Whatever.
Just curious.
Yeah.
It's like 30% chance of rain and rumble of thunder. Anyway.
Yeah. So it was very good, but at the same time, it definitely wouldn't be for everyone. Mm-hmm. You could totally play, start it up and be like, what is there to do? Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't mind that. It depends on what the game is.
Yeah, like, it works for Kenshi.
Like that Tavern Master game that I played. That was a lot of fun. Very simple. It's just, you run a medieval tavern, you can, build rooms that you can rent out, and, like, super simple art style, and get different types of drinks, mead and ale and stuff. I mean, that was a load of fun. I think I put, like at least, like, 80 hours into that, and I got it on sale. It was, like, the Czech game sale. I think it's Czech. And I think I got it for, like $8 or something. It was really good. I can see how if you were, it's one of those games that's, like you're saying, where it's, you can be, like, pretty involved. You could also just kind of leave it for a little bit and be fine. It's pretty chilled out. It's amazing how, like, some really great independent games have been out the last few years, without a, and then you got, like, Starfield. Like, fucking hell. Some guy in his basement or whatever made a great game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you can get for cheap. It's cool.
And then Mana Lords.
Mm-hmm. That I'd actually heard of before. I kept seeing it advertised, like, everywhere, like Twitter.
A lot of hype.
It was, like, on the front page of Steam when I opened it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of marketing on that one.
Yeah, for something in early access.
Yeah, that's in early access, and you got that, and
I got it.
Returned it.
I did, which, yeah. Again, sounds bad, but I'm not, like, giving it a, what would you say, not, like, negative review, but...
You just said you could really tell it was in early access, and they're...
I mean, having played a lot of City Builders... Like that, yeah, I could tell that it, I mean, it looks really good. Its systems, I think, are very well conceived. It just seemed, in the early access as it is right now, kind of very superficial in terms of the actual city building and management. There were a lot of, I would consider, basic management things, like production limits that weren't there. And, like, if I'm going to build a town with 6,000 people in it, I don't want to be clicking on individual workshops because they'll keep producing wood forever.
Yeah.
I want to put orders in and things like that.
I mean, like, RimWorld style.
Yeah.
Where you can just
put... It doesn't have to be that detailed.
Yeah,
but
more like that, where you can put priority levels for different tasks.
Yeah.
Perform. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a bit micromanagey, maybe.
Yes, but not in a way where that, yes, a bit micromanagey, but not everywhere, and not in a way where that micromanagement gives you customization. Because sometimes micromanagement's great if...
If it's fun.
If it's Kenshi and I want this character to wear goggles.
Yeah.
And this character to wear pants.
Yes.
And this character to wear no pants.
I totally understand.
But in this, not so much. And I think it'll probably evolve into a really good game, but I don't think it's there right now. I think it's actually probably released too early.
Yeah, right.
Myself.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get you. Yeah, I mean, you can never tell with early access games. It just depends, like...
Like, without there being anything wrong with it, as well.
I know what you mean. It just depends on what's there and how... I mean, here's the thing. All that really matters, do you have fun?
Yeah.
Playing it. How many hours are you going to get of having fun with what's available at the time?
This is the thing. I did have fun, and I would have had fun if Steam's policy was 4 hours instead of two.
You would have played four.
I would have played four, but I don't think I'd have got much further than 10.
Yeah. Well, that's... Yeah. How much was it, that one?
30 on sale.
Yeah. That's not worth it, if you don't think. For $30, like, I would expect to get at least... I mean, for me, $30, dude. I mean, there's games I've gotten for $60 where I've got like 2,000 hours in them. So, you know, I should at least be able to get 100, I think.
It depends on the game.
Well, for those kinds of games, is what I mean, where it's like
it's a city
open world. Building it's not a, type of game. It's not like a story-driven game.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Where there's like a story and a direct way to finish it.
Yeah.
You know, it's very different.
Yeah, and I think that you could buy it and enjoy it and be happy with that and, you know that your money's supporting them and they'll continue to develop it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of been overhyped. I don't really blame the game for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I mean, I get you. And, yeah, I mean, sometimes it is like that with, like you say, like where you just want to kind of support that developer because it's good enough that you want them to continue working on it or making other games or whatever. Yeah, like that 30-second life game. That's why I was like, I'm just going to go ahead and buy the full version of this. It's only 99 cents, but
it's worth a mobile game that you...
It's a mobile game. It's from like 2010 or something. Very old. Very simple game. But man, it's still fun. You have 30 seconds and there are... sorry, I interrupted talking about... excuse me. There are like two little buttons and you just mash them that say work and... You start as a baby, and then it's like how hard you work changes like your next step of what you can become. Or if you don't work hard, then you can, you know, it's like a little gauge. There's a lower step of what you will become instead, and it's very silly and very funny. Yeah,
and worth 99 cents.
Totally worth 99 cents. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I get what you mean. It just depends on what it is, and like I think Valheim. You know, not complete, but for an early access game, like, there's a lot to do.
Yeah.
Totally worth. I mean, we played a lot of that when it first came out.
Pandemic.
That was during the pandemic, yeah. Yeah, we played loads of it. Totally worth it, yeah. And to buy it and you'll get plenty of, you know, play time out of that and also help support the developers so they can keep adding things, which they are still adding stuff. I need to check in actually and see what there's been like two major updates since I played.
Mm.
Didn't you play it just the other day?
Yeah.
Yeah. How was it?
Good. I didn't get to the Ashlands. I just was just started building stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I restarted.
That was a great game to play with two people.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of fun.
It really was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have been playing Bellwright, which is also a new game in early access. It's only been out for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's looks pretty janky, and if you just looked at it, I'd say it looks pretty generic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game set kind of in, I wouldn't say fantasy Middle Ages, but, you know, not a real place.
Mm-hmm.
And you're someone returning to this, to the map.
Mm-hmm.
And you can build things, and you build houses and build cabins and forester huts, and eventually build a village and recruit people from across the map, from other villages, to come and join you and build, I suppose, build a kind of militia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun so far. I'm really, really enjoying it. And
yeah, you just started that, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't have a load to say because I've only really just started, but it's slow going. It took me like 20 hours to get a hoe.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And things like that.
Yeah.
But it's really good so far, and yeah.
Excuse me, that's all.
And it was interesting as well because when I bought it, it said, this game uses AI voices.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's in early access, and when we do the full release, we'll have actors.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was fair enough. And I thought, as a placeholder, the AI voices were good. Really good.
Yeah, I remember you saying that the other day. Yeah.
Like, you can tell,
mm-hmm.
but that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not stealing anyone's job.
Yeah, I get you. You know. It's just a temporary thing, yeah. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there's a place for AI stuff, you know? Definitely, I can see it having many positive effects. And then there's also a lot of shit, you know. Like any technology, I guess, really. You know. Why are you making that face?
Mm, just, you don't like AI art? You don't like Shrek art?
I like my Shrek art that Shrot. I made. Yeah. I'm glad that gave people nightmares, they said. Because I thought it turned out well.
Sexy nightmares.
Sexy nightmares with Shrek in a schoolgirl outfit. Yeah. I had a lot of fun making that. Yeah, that was good.
You were yelping.
Bobby Jane was right over there. I just heard her meow and messing with her food dish, probably.
Meow.
Yeah. Pet me, that's enough.
Don't come near me.
Don't come near me.
Get away.
Bless her.
Did you have anything to say about Fallout 4? I'll come back to Bellwright next week.
Sure. No, I mean, I just was saying that's all I've been playing again, going back to Fallout 4. Like, apparently many, many people watching the Fallout show made me want to play it again. I actually started playing it again, like, a week before the show came out. And I know they had that big update, which I did not get. As soon as the moment I heard of that, I was like, I'm going to go in right now, make sure I can't. Don't get that update, because I know there's a couple of new power armor designs. Like, I don't give a shit about that. I want all of my good mods.
That fix your fucking game.
Yeah, that make it way more fun. Oh, here she comes. Just hanging out. Your little stagehand.
Hey, Bobby Jane.
Hey, Bobby Jane. You want to come over?
You want to come over?
Yeah, okay. Come over and say hi real quick.
There she is.
Yeah, it's our favorite of all my grandma's cats. Big puffball. She's got a lot of personality.
Yeah.
Bless her.
She's the one who got out when we were moving out of here.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even ever tell that story, yeah. So we had we stayed here for just a few months when we first moved to Kentucky, if you're not aware. And the last night that we were here, the cats were not supposed to go outside. They were just, like, worried about them. You know, there's coyotes and stuff and mm-hmm. bobcats and all kinds of shit around here. And she, our favorite, managed to slip out the door, and we spent couple of hours
three hours
in the middle of the night
Like 1 to 4 a.m.
Yes, with a flashlight, like wet ground. It had been raining, just like trying to find her to get her back inside.
Crawling under that truck.
She crawled under a dump truck, yeah, in the back of the yard, and just sat there while George got like on his belly, like wiggling through mud over to grab her, and she's like, meow, and then jumps off and runs away. Did that a couple of times. She would like sit under the car. I'd get close to her, meow, and then run off. She was enjoying it. It was a game.
Yeah, and then we gave up
and came and sat here in the barn.
Like,
yeah, with the, like, oh my God. And had the door open, but the screen door was closed. And then we just saw a little face go, meow.
And then run off
and then
again.
Ran away. She was teasing us. Yeah. Yeah, she's very fun. So it's nice to see her again.
Yeah. And she has no tail.
She has no tail, no. 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 Yeah, just, when we were here before, she liked to hang out while we were recording. She did show up in that, in one video.
Her ass did, yeah.
Her butt did, yes, that's right, yeah. So, no, I mean, I really had nothing to say about Fallout 4, just, yeah, I had to immediately go. It makes me mad that there's no option to just turn off updates on Steam. People have been wanting this for years, apparently, according to Reddit, and they've just never done it. What I had to do was set it to update only upon opening the game, and then go into like the Steam settings and manually make it so that it would only update between like 5 and 6 a.m., like a time where I'm never going to start the game.
Do some games have update opt-outs?
I know specifically games, I'm not sure. I know that Steam does not offer opting out of updates at all.
Right, okay.
You have to like finagle it to make sure it doesn't do that. And you can play offline if it's a game that will let you do that, and then it won't update. But that can have its own annoyances, so. Yeah, that's it. I'm still playing Fallout. I really have nothing to say. It's still great. God bless the modding community.
Yeah.
So much awesome stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I spend hours building settlements. I just love it. And then, like, all right, I'm ready to go shoot some stuff now. And Hancock.
Oh, God, yeah, sexy Hancock.
Sexy Hancock, yes. I like that mod.
You see him, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah.
In your next playthrough, play with him.
I will. Yeah. Last big playthrough I did, I played with Deacon.
Mm-hmm. I've never had him as a companion.
Yeah.
Same with MacReady, I've never had as a companion.
Yeah. He's good.
It just shows you like how it's still such a great game, but there's like so much stuff still that I've never done in it, and yeah, I've got 2,000 hours in it. You know?
But just building the same fucking hut.
A hut my ass. I build cities.
Yeah.
Acorn. So.
Bang, 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 bang!
Yeah. And there's Daisy coming down. All the cats are out now. Yeah. So, I mean, I had nothing really to say there. Just, if you played Fallout 4 and you haven't heard, go in and make sure you turn off the auto updates because it will break all your mods. Pretty much it. I'm going to play some more tonight. I'm going to put some more stuff away and play this evening.
Damn straight.
Go enjoy the storm here in a minute.
Absolutely. All right, are we done?
Yeah, I got nothing else, really.
Cats are surrounding us now.
Yeah, I know, they're coming around here now, so.
Right.
Dog is suspiciously quiet. Don't touch me. It's either, like, hey, you pet me, and then, or leave me alone. All right.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, I guess we'll be back next week if we got stuff to say.
Back to normal.
Back to normal, hopefully.
Bye.